Hi, welcome to another episode of Paul Thom Power, Power System Designs podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Tushar Dave. He's the CEO and chairman of Enlighted. Enlighted is a company that does smart energy efficiency solutions for commercial environments, intelligent building systems, things of that nature. So, hi, Tushar. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul. I think it's great being here with you and really discussing our solution and our company in detail with you and your audience.
Well, Tushar, it really is important today because, you know, my audience is probably starting to get tired of me repeating, power really has changed and it's becoming a gestalt aspect of system design. I mean, energy efficiency was always a part of good design to begin with, but now it's a necessary part of all design. And when we start talking about facilities and microgrids and a lot of very industry and user-oriented systems, proper command and control becomes critical, correct?
Absolutely. So let me get a little bit into how we really got about this idea and started. And primarily my background and the co-founder's background with me in this company has been more in networking and software. So we are really not power people. But it coincidentally so happened that we were late one night in New York City and walking around and thinking and looking at what was going on. And we see all these buildings lit up. They're lit up like Christmas trees. And if you look at who is in the building, there is very few people in them. So that kind of spawned an idea amongst us saying that obviously these buildings are wasting a lot of their energy. So that was one. And second, when you go into the daytime, those buildings get occupied, but still those lights are on. And that wastage was very significant, according to us. So we started exploring this idea a little bit further. And as we explored this idea a little bit further, talking with a lot of building managers, facility managers, the interesting fact that came out is all businesses have information on almost each and everything of that business except for the space in which they conduct their business. There's very little information on the buildings. So we said, first and foremost, what we want to do is to really, if we want to do anything to improve the buildings, we need to understand how the buildings are used and collect information, collect data on these buildings that will tell us what's the use case of the buildings, what is the energy consumption, what are the environmental factors of the buildings. So the solution that we came up with was saying, let's really sprinkle hundreds of sensors in the building. And if those sensors are able to collect the data of the building and we are able to act on that data, then we would have a pretty effective building. So
exactly.
So the first
if I may jump in, well, actually, isn't that the whole point? The interesting part about it, Tushar, is that you introduced yourself as, well, I'm just a software guy, I'm not a power person, but that's the whole key to the issue of power today, is that you can be a software person and still be a power expert, because energy efficiency is not just buying the best power supply.
That's right. In fact, energy efficiency, according to me, is more like to understand how that power is being applied and whether it's being applied in the right way and
exactly.
In the right places.
I agree with you completely.
So then if you look at the most of the other solutions that are in the market today, they would have pretty much the same solution, whether your building was a office, whether your building was a call center, whether your building was a warehouse. The systems really don't have that level of understanding of the exact building that they're put in. They kind of behave in the same way. They kind of rudimentarily control the air conditioning. They control lights. The lights can turn on and off. You can adjust the thermostats on the air conditioning. But that sort of is completely independent of what and how a building is used.
Right. That's like designing a subsystem for a vehicle, and it doesn't matter if you're putting into a bus, a truck, or a car. Obviously,
Absolutely.
The end application has to steer the product.
Correct. So now when we develop this sensor network, the first thing the sensor gives us this information on is how is the building used. So what we do is we put a sensor every 100 square feet in the building. We connect the sensor to each and every light. So there is a light almost any place every 100 square feet in the building, so we have this sensor. The sensor is collecting the data. First, most important thing is we look at the occupancy. The second, we look at the temperature. Third, the light level. And fourth, the electricity consumption. So we have like a sub-metering capability at each and every one of our sensors.
Mm-hmm.
So now when we get all this information, the occupancy, the light levels, the temperatures, the electricity consumption, using that information, we make the optimizations work. So a parking lot would be optimized very differently versus a warehouse versus a office versus a data center. We can implement our solution in any building type, but how the system is optimized and how the energy consumption is optimized will be very, very different in each of the building types and in each of the building case.
And well, that makes a lot of sense, Tushar, because the bottom line, intelligence implies a custom fit. It's a smart enough system to know what kind of facility it's in.
Right. So it's really this combination of intelligence down to the granular level. Our sensor is intelligent, so it can make local optimized decision rather than going back to a server and saying, hey, what should I be doing? It has its own algorithms. It has its own processing elements. So it's like a small robot sitting every 100 square feet in the building. And obviously, this robot is optimized to the task that it has to perform. But it is able to make all these local decisions and make them in the most optimal way.
Exactly.
So that's where our innovation is, because there is really no other solution sort of that reflects that method, that thought process, that architecture in the market today.
So now, with that in mind, that the system is in place, what kind of traction are you finding in the marketplace for your solution? Where are you working now, and where do you plan to be working in the future?
Well, we started shipping our solution around 2 years ago, maybe a little bit less than 2 years ago. We have seen incredible acceptance. Today we are deployed at about 15 million square feet in all different building types. We have obviously offices, we have warehouses, we have parking lots, we have parking garages, data centers, manufacturing floors. So we have all different types of applications that we have implemented our solution in. Our primary customers have been really large corporations which have large real estate footprint. So fortunately, we have about 50 Fortune 500 customers.
And very nice. What about geographically?
Geographically, we have there in about 10 different states in U.S., we have deployment in UK, in Germany, China, Singapore, and India.
Mm-hmm.
So
very
five
nice.
Other countries. Yeah, so it's kind of getting a more global sort of reach and global acceptance.
Excellent, 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 excellent. So, Tushar, what would you like to leave our audience with as final thoughts about this this application space and your solutions to address it?
I think the final thoughts I would like to leave with are people have been very reluctant to put in efficiency solutions because there's a general concern that they are too complex to implement and maintain. I think the way we have architected this, making it really very, very simple and effective, and what we have seen in some of our customers' cases is that it really makes the environment better for the people occupying those buildings. And because the environments become better, the productivity of the working force has become better. I mean, earlier buildings, people used to have like sweep timers, so they would go off at 8 p.m. or 7 p.m. and people would leave. Now what has happened in the same buildings, we don't have any timers or any concept like that. people, as long as people are around, everything is functional, and when people leave and space becomes unoccupied, they're not functional. So people are working longer hours because they feel it's a much more conducive environment, thus enhancing the productivity.
Excellent. Well, you know, and that's really a great thing to point out, that it's not just an energy efficiency solution, it's also a quality of life solution.
Absolutely. What we say is that we don't just make smart buildings, we make people smart buildings. So it's buildings that are optimized for the people in it.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate, Tushar, that you took the time to be with us today. The issue of intelligent facilities and better energy management and energy efficiency is an increasing concern of the audience, and so I'm glad to bring in your viewpoint on this.
Excellent. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to do that with the audience.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. And we'll definitely drag you back at some point in the future to discuss the issue again, because obviously it's a moving target and there'll be more developments between now and the next time we speak.
Looking forward to it, Alex.
Excellent. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us today. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.